The mind drifts in the body's oarless boat, far from others. It imagines a neat separateness to spare itself its burning for closeness, to be unique and not to be of, not to be for. It survives its own delusion. My wife and son walk on the horizon across a spit of sand, blue, white, land receding. These two silhouettes I no longer know how to save. Filled with half-beliefs and half-deceits, I'm not sure how I stand here at all, how I have come such a distance over land from then, my birth, to arrive at now, the death of another moment. But here I am. For how long without them would I wish to remain? The grass growing beside the canal is as tall as my knees. The gray water flows slow, nearly still. Houseboats tied to a tree stump on the backside of town I pass, a part I am not to wander through alone. There is always the perception of danger in what we are not, in what we don't know or understand. We aren't like that, we aren't like them, you'll hear, as if others do not protect their own, insulate, inoculate them with stories to divide this from that and these from those. What if I knew what to do, if my decisions weren't blind but full of seeing, not guesses, and everything rode from me and around me simply as if it would without me? My wife and son would be fine if I fell ill. This is it, then, the unseen airborne thing hunting us, and something is always hunting us, let's face it, but it is not to be feared. Maybe this world, the one without us, that tracks on going further into the terrain, maybe that continuing world, arriving always, greeting us under our feet as we plow over the horizon, no actual horizon, only more, maybe this is the real world.